And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus, there will be a book signing for a new book of Louisiana art, A Unique Slant of Light, The Bicentennial History of Art in Louisiana. The editors will be there talking about the book and signing copies of the book. The event is free and open to the public. Also this evening at Vermilionville, Fiddlers on the Bayou, hosted by David Greeley. It's an exploration of fiddle music and bayou conservation in South Louisiana. David Greeley will be performing, as will Joel Savoy, Kelly Jones Savoy, Cedric Watson, and Chris Stafford. For information or tickets, you can stop by their website, fiddlersonthebayou.com, or call Vermilionville. The Lafayette Concert Band, conducted by Gerald Gilbo, presents their Fall Festival of Sound this evening at the Lafayette High School Auditorium. The concert starts at 7:30. Tickets will be available at the door. A benefit for Habitat for Humanity is taking place this evening at Park International. It's a gumbo cook-off. The theme is Gumbo with the Stars. Jamie Bergeron, the Kickin' Cajuns, will be performing, and all proceeds will benefit Habitat for Humanity. Opening at Cité des Arts, the comedy Beau Jest by James Sherman. The play will be directed by Bruce Cohn. It will open tonight and then run through Sunday. For information or tickets, you can contact Cité des Arts by calling them at 291-1122 or stop by their website, citedesart.org. In Grand Coteau, there will be a literary evening at Casa Azul. The first part of the program includes an oral history of Grand Coteau with Gwen Miller. That part of the program will be filmed by John Sharp and held in the archives of Cajun and Creole folklore in the Center for Louisiana Studies at UL Lafayette. The second part of the program will feature music by musician Paul Gonsolin, and afterwards there will be an open mic session. The evening begins at 7 o'clock. In Lake Charles this evening, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts presents the McNeese Chamber Singers in a free concert, 7:30 in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater. That's this evening on the McNeese campus. The Bach Lunch series continues tomorrow from noon till 1 with a performance by the group L'Angelus. They will perform in Parc Sanssouci. Downtown Alive tomorrow will be in Parc International, and from 5:30 to 7 present the music of the group Mamou, and starting at 7:30 the group Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys. That will be in Parc International. On Friday and every Friday and Saturday through the month of October at the Science Museum, the Lafayette Science Museum, there is the Museum of Fear set up from 7 until 11. For tickets or more information about the Museum of Fear, you can go to their website or give the Lafayette Science Museum a call. And of course, on Friday, Festivals Acadien et Creole kicks off in Girard Park with performances on the main stage. For information about the group, you can go to their website for Festivals Acadien et Creole. And another group will perform downtown Lafayette, a group called Dixie Acadie. They will be performing on Friday at Cité des Arts. They are from Nova Scotia and will be performing traditional dances and music. KRVS will be carrying Festivals Acadien et Creole live on Saturday and Sunday. So if you have friends and family who live far away, please tell them that they can tune in online at krvs.org to enjoy the festival just as you can down on the festival grounds. That will be all weekend from the start on Saturday morning, and will carry each day through the last group. That's Festivals Acadien et Creole this weekend in Girard Park.